The final kina that we'll discuss over the last in our kina discussions the last few weeks is the kina for the Shoah. As we mentioned, we discuss all Jewish tragedies over Tisha B'Av, and of course, most of Tisha B'Av, we are discussing many stories and memories and lessons that were learned from those survivors and those that died al Kiddush Hashem during the Shoah. And there are two major kinos that are written for the Shoah, one by Rav Schwab, that is probably the more common kina. That was Breuer asked Rav Schwab to compose a kina really for his own community that had many survivors and had lost many, many Jews during the Shoah, and as well a kina by Rav Weissmandel. It's worth, if you have time, to read through both of the kinos. Are very different kinos. Rav Weissmandel was a fascinating person, was a son-in-law of the Rashiva of Nitra, who was a passionate Rav, who had wrote a beautiful, beautiful kina. But I think that especially for this year, personally, the Holocaust kina has two very, very important messages for us. The first is what Rav Aaron Lichtenstein used to say about the Shoah. He used to talk about the fact that there are really four major lessons that we have to take with us. Number one is that we have to remember that Zechira, Zachor, is twofold. One is, like we discussed with the Beis HaMikdash, you have to remember not just what we lost, but the glory, the splendor, the vibrancy of Jewish life pre the Shoah. What that world was like, what the Torah centers were like. What are we trying to still rebuild? And we've done a lot of rebuilding. Number two is to strive for a higher love of Ben Adam L'Chaviru. When it came to the Shoah, did it make a difference? Reform, conservative, atheist Jew, a Jew is a Jew. How they lined up on death marches, and they lined up at the gas chambers, didn't make a difference from what background, from what slice of orthodoxy you were a Jew. And we have to get back to the realization that if they look at us as all Jews, we have to look at ourselves as all Jews. And the breakdown that we've had in terms of respect and dignity and kavod for one another has to be fixed. It has to be repaired. Aaron continues that besides Zachar and Ben Adam L'Chaviru, we have to realize that Ezu Asher Sameach B'Chelko. We tend to a lot of complaining and a lot of being upset about certain things, and we're right and we're justified. But to do with the sense of Baruch Hashem, the good that we have, the blessings that we've been given, Ezu Asher Sameach B'Chelko. But says Rav Lichtenstein, the final message of the Shoah is an idea of a mission, that there are those who don't have the opportunity to fulfill the continued mission of impacting the world, of making the world a better place, of Limanat Torah, of connection with the Ribbono Shel Olam in this world. And we have to pick up that legacy. And this year we are mourning so many people that hit across the spectrum of Jewish people. There is a legacy that we have to build. We have to take that, whatever else that we can do in our lives to fit into our schedules. That's a responsibility that we have. And that's the first piece. I believe the first piece is that there are 6 million Jews that died, 6 million Jews, 1.5 million children, that of course we believe everybody is taken when the Ribbono Shel Olam wants to take them. But that's not for us to discuss. We know that we are supposed to fulfill that mission. And I think another aspect of the Shoah that I think is important for us is in terms of Emunah. Usher Berlinger's fascinating story was an extremely religious man, a very talented artist, a musician. After Kristallnacht, he and his wife, fearing for their children's lives, decided to send their daughters on the Kinder transport to England. And eventually, him and his wife are deported to the Theresienstadt ghetto in 1942, and he continued to teach Torah there. He wrote a series of luchos that people should know when Yontif was, when Shabbos is going to be, what the Parsha is, or Shodesh. But eventually, he and his wife suffer the same fate of the 88,000 Jews that were transported there to Auschwitz and were murdered. Several of his luchos of these calendars were discovered, and they were donated to Yad Vashem. And on back of some was the self-portrait he drew, showing him davening in a shul that most assumed to be an old shul, that he had an old shul before he died, and before he was murdered, this is where he davened. After the war, the homes in Theresienstadt were returned to their former Czech owners. And a Catholic, a person went back to his home. He was actually an undertaker. And he was doing renovations in his home in 1997. And he breaks out a wall in his kitchen. And there he realizes there is a decorated wall behind his room, behind his wall. He was a religious person. He knows it's Hebrew. He goes to the priest, and the local priest says, "Don't tell a soul. Don't tell a soul." And eventually it's discovered that this was, he showed it to a few Jewish visitors, but, no one else really knew about it. Meanwhile, these two daughters who survived, one was in England, one was in America. And at one point they were both together, and somebody had brought them pictures of their recent visit to different Holocaust sites of Europe. And somebody saw this picture. They went to this ghetto. They went to this home. The guy showed them this little shul. He figured he'll make a few bucks. And the daughters say, they recognize that picture. They recognize those luchos. They said, "That's our father's luchos." And then they realized, and now it's become a major exhibit, that Jews made a hidden shul in Theresienstadt. It was a hidden shul that they went in and they davened at the fear of their lives, because they understood that that's what's going to get them through. And besides the fact, we could tell the story for a long time, but what's most amazing was the artwork, that on the wall they wrote psukim like "Ana shomecharoncha verachim segula asher bacharta," that Hashem should relent from the evil that was meant for your people. Look from the heavens. And they put on the words, "Achenu kol beis Yisrael." They put on, "V'sechazenu einenu b'shuvcha l'tzion berachamim." We're going to lift up our eyes and return to Tzion. And that emuna, that unwielding and the commitment to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to understand that our emuna is going to last us through. And I think these two ideas together are an important lesson for us this year. There is so much that we are mourning for. There is so much that we are crying for. But it has to be turned into what mission are we going to continue? What legacy can we continue to impact? Eizu asher sameach b'chelko. How can we get better? How can we grow? How can we take all of these and the lessons of emuna that people had that to us are otherworldly, and make the world a little bit of a better place, to fill that legacy of those who are not able to?